to the Philly Unite podcast. I am your host, Michael Berman. During this time, we will take an in-depth look at the future of Philadelphia sports. This episode, I'll be having on Johnny Goldstein from Johnny G's Hot Takes, focusing on the road ahead for the Philadelphia 76ers and the comeback of the NBA. Today is Johnny Goldstein. He's a recent graduate from American University, and he also hosts his own podcast called Johnny G's Hot Takes. Thanks for joining me, Johnny. Great to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate being here, and also I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule last week to be on my podcast, as there was a lot to talk about and really offered some good insight.
Yes, exactly. I'm excited to follow up with more NBA talk, as there's so much happening right now. So, before I get into the Philadelphia-related questions, because obviously this is a Philadelphia podcast, I want to have more of a general conversation about the state of the NBA and where you think we'll be come July 30th, which is the start date for the NBA.
Yeah, and I mean, we went over this a little bit on my podcast, but I'm not sure. I think the NBA will definitely start. It's unclear to see whether it will last up into the championship date, whenever that may be. With Avery Bradley is the most recent to
the latest they can go to is October 12th, I believe.
October 12th, right. So it's possible that it could go that long, but I'm going to give a hot take and say that it will not last until the championship. I think that players may contract coronavirus, and if more than five or six players contract the virus, there's not much the league can do. They kind of have to shut it down just for everybody's safety.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen a month from now. But there's definitely, I mean, there's players such as Davis Bertans, Trevor Ariza, Avery Bradley, all announcing that they're holding out from Orlando. Do you think player attendance will be an issue?
Right, and you have these guys a month before the league starts dropping out due to different reasons. I think that we're going to continue to see this trend as July 30th comes closer. I think most of the players will end up playing, but there will be, in my opinion, I think there's going to be at least six or seven more players that drop out due to health concerns. And it's not, you know, it's a good reason to do it. I would probably be on their side, especially if their team didn't have a good chance at contending for a title.
These guys are going to be living together, probably for these next couple months, all in a bubble in Orlando. And naturally there's people that are friends in the NBA, and there's also players that aren't friends in the NBA, and there's very known beef between the two of them. One example being Hassan Whiteside and Joel Embiid, James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo. The list goes on and on, but what player beef are you looking forward to the most in Orlando?
Well, since you're a guy from Philly and your whole podcast revolves around Philly, and I'm a guy from Miami, I'm hoping that the Heat and the Sixers meet in the playoffs. In that case, I think Jimmy Butler will go at it with either Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons. Let's say it's Joel Embiid. So I'm looking forward to that that battle between Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid, as they're both very emotional players. And I think that the playoffs will get the best of them and really bring out their worst sides in terms of being aggressive, especially around each other who they've played together. So it could get ugly between those two teams.
Yeah, I could see Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons going at it. But, you know, who knows what that means? You know, we'll find out more soon.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see for sure.
So now to some of the more trust the process related questions relative to Philadelphia. How do you think the Sixers will bode in the playoffs? And do you think this time off has helped them or hurt them more?
I think the Sixers will do well in the playoffs. I predict that they will either go to the Eastern Conference Finals or lose in the second round. Excuse me. I predict that they will win the first round if they play against the Pacers or even the Celtics. I have the Sixers beating the Celtics, but I don't have them going past the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that they could beat a good Bucks team. And sorry, remind me of your other question.
Do you think this time off has helped them or hurt them more?
I think
they were the sixth seed in the East before this all happened.
Right, and they were really not looking too good before the NBA shut down. So I think it really depends on the player, but I think overall this time off will have helped the 76ers, since they will have had some time to regroup as a team, and hopefully they've had a lot of team group messages and a lot of workouts as everything's starting to open up. So I think that the time off will have been good for their health and also their camaraderie as a team.
Yeah, I agree. I think this time has probably helped them more than it hurt. And, you know, that gives – for Coach Brett Brown, he was recently asked about the health of Ben Simmons, and Brett responded saying they plan to easing him back into the playoffs and back into play in general. Are you concerned with Ben Simmons' health come playoffs?
I'm not concerned with his health, especially since he's had so much time to rehab from his past injuries and just hang out over these past few months. I don't think that his health will be a problem. I'm more worried about Joel Embiid's health. I think that if Embiid takes a slight hit to his knee or anywhere else he's had an injury, that he may be sidelined for a few games, but we'll see. I think overall the Sixers' health is looking pretty good, but Embiid is definitely the guy I'd be most worried about.
Yeah, Joel is always a question mark that all Philadelphia is praying he stays healthy. So you think that Joel is the bigger injury risk than Ben Simmons come playoffs?
Yes, for sure. I haven't seen a lot of injury concern with Simmons during the year, except for that few weeks he was out. But since Embiid has had such a past and a history of injuries and being out multiple weeks at a time, I think that he's more of the risk here.
My last Sixers-related question is, you know, any Sixers fan sadly knows that Al Horford has had his struggles playing next to Joel Embiid. What do you see Al Horford's role being like when we return to basketball? Do you think Brett keeps him in the starting lineup? Do you see him coming off the bench? You know, what do you see?
I don't see a guy like Al Horford coming off the bench, especially with just the huge contract that he just signed. I think that Brown will probably keep him at the four position. I don't think that the play style will look much different for the team. It really depends who they're going against. If they play a bigger team, then Horford's going to need to be more of a factor. But I feel that they would succeed with him at the four if they play a smaller team like the Pacers. But if they go up against the Bucks, which might happen, then I don't see him defending Giannis or Brooke Lopez or any of those guys really successfully.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of interesting teams this year. The Sixers have a shot. You know, obviously Milwaukee has a shot. The East is going to be very interesting. And the West will be more interesting with, you know, that 8-seed battle that's going on. But that's all my questions that I have for you, Johnny. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Listeners, go live Johnny G's Hot Takes. His podcast is out now. I was on there last week. Any parting words, Johnny?
I'm looking forward to the season. Hopefully it doesn't cancel. Good luck to the Sixers.
Amen. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk soon.
Yep, anytime.
So that was my interview with Johnny Goldstein. As you can tell, we are really excited for the basketball season. There's still so much that can happen before July 30th. I look forward to talking more about the future of basketball and the future of the 76ers on next week's podcast, when we have the founder of The Process and former Sixers general manager, Sam Hinkie, on the pod. Process fans, never forget hashtag he died for our sins, and look forward to talking to you guys next week. Stay safe, everybody, and Philly unite.